Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 27th of April of the year 2020. Happy birthday today to leaders in feminine empowerment, Lizzo and Mary Wollstonecraft. Happy deathiversary today to Ralph Waldo Emerson, who went to the woods for a while nice women did his laundry. Look it up. Celebrations today include National Tell a Story Day, so buttonhole someone in a corner or on a Zoom chat and just tell them a really long, boring, shaggy dog tale and tell them that it's for a reason. Your guest today is recently back from the other room in her house, celebrity dick deflector and self-help entrepreneurs, Tiff Stevenson. Welcome back to the show, Tiff.
Thanks for having me back. You know, we may need to flatten the curve, but nobody's flattening these curves. Am I right?
Hey, so right. Today we have a scoop, an extract from an isolation diary being read by Tiff Stevenson. The isolation diary is that of Gwyneth Paltrow, so stay tuned for that. But first, some headlines of breaking stories we won't have time for. Rat armies emerging in New York are growing worryingly strong. As millions of Americans shelter indoors, many businesses which closed or limited operations inadvertently cut off the long-running mutually beneficial deal urban humans have had with urban rats, which is that we give them food, they don't go into a Darwinian survival of the fittest Hulk mode, and they don't rapidly breed super rats to take over the streets. Bigger, more violent, more colonial rats with an appetite for power are now forming organizational hierarchies, and who knows what's next? Bob the Sentient Trash Island has called for calm in the face of rat armies, while Donald Trump has said that competition is good and the market will solve the problem. Meanwhile, Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop brand has come under criticism for selling home coronavirus curse kits to gullible consumers. The kits retail for $399 per kit and include a quartz crystal, a voodoo doll, and a personalized cough in a jar. Experts say the kits have absolutely no scientific backing, but anecdotal evidence suggests they just might work. And with pollution levels down around the world, dolphins have been seen in the canals of Venice, the fountains of Rome, and the bathtubs of a number of private houses. The invasive dolphin situation has caused concern on Instagram, with many saying Italians have suffered enough without a rash of dolphins demanding to be fed and admired. The Wiggles government has asked people to report dolphin sightings to a government website so they can map and control the spread. And that's all we have time for the headline section, because now it's time for your ads. your ad section now, because say what you like about freedom of speech, the vast majority of all content these days is funded by ads, and we don't like to think about the fact that Amazon is the new bloated Medici patron with good taste in art and a backdoor line in poisoning his enemies. Please watch my special Savage on Amazon Prime and leave it a 5-star review. None of us are innocent in this dirty, dirty world. Hey there, stranger. Are you a time traveler running a bar in a one-horse town in the Old West? You've got your swinging doors, you've got your swinging whores, you've got your rickety stairs, and a sinister foursome of debauched hair-trigger gunmen playing a crooked game of poker. You've got watered-down moonshine by the keg, but there's something missing. Yes, you're missing a piano player with the ability to suddenly stop playing whenever the swinging doors of your saloon open. This episode is brought to you by Trevor, the out-of-work drunken pianist who can sense a plot point the moment it walks into a room full of hard men making bad decisions. Trevor is available for the low, low price of a quart of whiskey and has very low healthcare costs, demanding only a table to bleed out on in the case of a full vendetta shootout. Trevor, the piano player with the ability to suddenly stop playing whenever the swinging doors of your saloon open. Get yours today. There's no handbook on how to deal with a pandemic. Or is there? Now there is. Buy Stan's hand-sized pocketbook on how to deal with the pandemic and get a 5-step plan for how to panic most effectively through this time. Sign up now on Stan's hand-sized pocketbook on how to deal with the pandemic website and get 20% off with the code THE. That's T-H-E, THE, for the last post. Sign up today. And the last thing we need right now is negativity. You go online, people are expressing momentary anger and frustration in spurts of venomous invective. If you're thinking of telling someone you don't like their stuff or their face, why not delete that tweet, step away from the computer, and help yourself to half a glass of cool, refreshing water. Half a glass of water. It's better than being a...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The last post.
Now it's time for your top story, this scoop, Tiff Stevenson. You've managed to get your hands on, and I do not know how, but you managed to get your hands on Gwyneth Paltrow's isolation diary. Can you read us an extract?
Yes. Hi, it's me, Gwynny, and welcome to Goop TV. Most of you know me from inventing yoga, divorcing excellently, and making candles scented like my vajayjay. But I also do really important work like acting. It was said to me last week that I have no idea how the majority of ordinary people live. So to prove otherwise, I'm bringing you this self-care, self-isolation diary. Also, I played a character in the movie Contagion, so I'm probably more up on the science than most people. So here it is. Just some tips for the little people on how I consciously uncoupled from society and did my part. Morning, 7 a.m. I check in with myself. Who am I today? Who are any of us? I've been Sylvia Plath, Pepper Potts, Emma Woodhouse, and Margot Tenenbaum, so I'm probably the best aspects of all of them. First thing I like to do is a guided meditation with one of the best yogis out there. Me. Amazing. Morning, 9 a.m. I feel so much better thanks to 2 hours of going inside myself. Next, my chef cooks me a clean breakfast, Don't worry. He self-isolates in the staff quarters, which double up as a cellar. What does a clean breakfast mean? Well, he removes gluten, meat, soy, corn, dairy, caffeine, sugar, alcohol, and any sense of joy or taste in the food. Delicious. Midday. Self-care is important. I like to carve out some time to steam cleanse my yoni using my special goop device. This one costs $600, but if you are a poor, you could always use an iron. Just set it to linen or a Corby trouser press. Once you are cleansed, you should follow it up with one of my jade vaginal eggs. They come with cute, inspirational, upbeat quotes like, "Choose love," "Frankie says relax," or my personal favorite, "This is what a feminist looks like." You can buy these from the site for just 3 monthly payments of $89.99 each. Afternoon, I watch the children and the nanny through their glass cube. They are super spreaders. So it's actually dangerous for them to be in the same room as a celebrity. Now, if you can't afford an isolation bubble, just put your children outside. Dinner, 7 p.m. After my heavy, heavy breakfast, it's important that I keep it light. So I take some rice paper and I cut it into 10 squares. The rice paper is available from Goop at $17.99 per A4 sheet. Then, using edible ink, I write the words of food I might actually enjoy eating on the squares. Yum! Pasta! Yum! Latte! I am so full! Evening, 9 p.m. After a really full-on day of being a mother, entrepreneur, guru, friend, and activist, I have to take some me time. For this, I have a special red light self-soothing chakra electronic massager. $437 from Goop. If you can't afford this, then an electric toothbrush should do the trick. Then I hit Netflix and really go to town watching some of my Oscar-winning performances. Now, you probably haven't won any Oscars, so just watch me instead. Then I drift off into an essential 14-hour sleep. Good night, Goopers, and keep it Gwynny.
Oh, no. See, this is the thing. I sort of go between different feelings about Gwyneth Paltrow. On one hand, I think she like seems like quite a nice person. On the other hand, she's a very successful entrepreneur. On the other hand, she's also a dangerous maniac who peddles pseudoscience. So I'm not quite sure how to reconcile those different visions.
Well, I feel like I feel it's very relatable, that social isolation, social distancing diary.
Oh yeah,
I mean, I do all of those things on a daily basis.
Oh yeah, I mean I don't can't afford a jade egg, so it's just a standard egg.
Do you tap a little hole in before you boil it?
No, I don't boil it. No, if you're doing your Kegels well enough, you can crack it. Why am I saying this? This is a terrible imaginative flight of fancy. Put it away. That's all we have time for the top story right now, because of course we need to make room for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Hello, Alice and guest. That's you today, Tiff. Some claim that The Last Post is possibly being broadcasted from another dimension, but as a free thinker, I have a different theory. Is The Last Post being broadcasted from the future? I live in the United States, and each day I receive an episode of The Last Post from the next day, aka the future. Are you from the future? If so, please also broadcast any sports scores or individual stock performances for my own personal enrichment. Sincerely yours, Matt. Now, Tiff, this is a personal beef of mine. I feel like this is part of a consistent campaign of some sort of online prank, maybe a Reddit forum gone sour, where people keep sending me emails suggesting that I am in an alternate dimension. You know, I know, this is the dimension. This is the only dimension. This is the best of all possible worlds. How can you imagine another reality? A reality where, for example, Andy Zaltzman isn't a celebrity constantly peddling things on his newest reality television, or Nish Kumar isn't a fitness guru, or Anubhav Pal isn't a space lawyer going back and forth between here and the prison colony on Mars. I think it's offensive to our reality. I think it's deeply undermining of our sense of reality, and I would appreciate it if you would stop, because it's starting to really get to me.
Yeah, I like that you're very Panglossian about it. It is the best of all possible worlds. It's a beautiful world where Gwyneth Paltrow gives you her social distancing diaries. It's a kind of caring world, isn't it?
It's a good world. It's the best world. Yeah. And I we're all sort of dealing with a new reality right now of being in lockdown and dealing with this virus. And it can be quite destabilizing to your sense of reality when people are constantly emailing you, telling you that you're not real. So.
No. Why would you?
Why would you?
What's the conspiracy? What's the conspiracy behind that?
I have no idea, Tiff. Sorry to bring this down on a serious note, but I feel I've said my piece. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Please subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day and you don't have to miss out on our satirical take on daily news. We have previous episodes available on the same feed for those of you who like to binge the news. If you have not done so before, please listen back to those. They'll make these ones make more sense. Your guest today on the podcast was Tiff Stevenson. Tiff, have you got anything to plug?
I would like to plug my website. Actually, no, let's say my YouTube channel today. I've got a YouTube channel and I'm trying to put some things up on it. So it's Tiff Stevenson Comic. Go find that. Subscribe.
Subscribe to Tiff Stevenson Comic on YouTube. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. If you have Amazon Prime, please stream Savage, which is my stand-up special, and give it a 5-star review. Let's put our finger on those scales.
Yay!
I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Karbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Karbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.